So we have a very special guest calling in from Reno, Nevada, from the site of the American Legion conventions this week, and that is Danny Smith. Danny, how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for allowing me to call in, and I'm joining you this afternoon.
Oh, our pleasure. And Danny, you had the great opportunity to accept the position of National Commander of the Sons of the American Legion, our organization of 350,000 members across the country that we're very proud to be a small part of. Tell us a little bit about what it means to you to become the National Commander of the organization.
What an awesome experience and honor this is to be able to represent our membership in the organization this year, and I can't express my feelings enough that honor has been bestowed upon me, and the belief and faith of our membership that I'm the guy for the job this year, and it's just awesome. And my plan is to work with our members and be there for them, and not just be a leader, but be there for them to help this organization along and keep us moving forward.
Absolutely. Now, you attended our New York State meeting, our New York State convention a few weeks ago up in Syracuse, and I just feel bad we didn't get a chance to chat in more depth that day, but I know you'll be traveling around. What's kind of your schedule? What will be some of the events and places that you'll visit in your year as National Commander?
Well, just being into this position for basically less than 24 hours, that's actually hard to tell. But I'm sure I'll be visiting detachments across the United States. Hopefully, we've always gone to Pearl Harbor in the past and honored those individuals that were that lost their lives in that tragic event. And last year, Commander Frayne got to visit Europe and go to Normandy and visit some of those memorials and place wreaths on our behalf. And that's just some of the things that quite possibly might happen, along with other children and youth events, national finals, maybe oratorical junior shooting, and some of those events. So hopefully I'll be able to be at those and represent the Sons of the American Legion. We always talk family here in the American Legion family like I just did, but sometimes it's tough to get the family together, all the leaders at these events, and hopefully we can work towards that and show everyone that we truly are the American Legion family.
Absolutely, and you're from a part of the country, from Nebraska. We have a good friend, Mike Helm, who's a former National Commander of the American Legion from Nebraska. He's helped us on a couple of projects. And tell us a little bit about some of the projects and initiatives you were involved with in your home state over your career in the Sons of the American Legion.
Well, as far as involvement in my home state, as a detachment, we don't really pull together, I guess, maybe like some of the larger ones. Nebraska's pretty spread out. We have 145 squadrons, the majority of which are probably 20 or less members spread out over a huge area, and it's tough to come together. But each individual squadron works hard promoting and supporting their post. There's squadrons there that do fantastic work with the Josh Dog program, child welfare, and raising money for scholarships and assisting in their communities. And that's probably the biggest thing that we do in Nebraska. Being an aging organization on the American Legion side, especially in small-town Nebraska, maybe where your population base is 500 community members or less, and some of those posts are really struggling. So they look to the Sons of the American Legion to assist them a lot with their color guards, their honor guards, assisting in their funerals and events like that. And that's where we really probably are our strongest as a detachment in Nebraska, is that work and assistance that we can provide our local post, especially in small town Nebraska, where, you know, the population base is small and the membership in the American Legion just unfortunately continues to shrink.
Yes, and you know, that's an opportunity for all of us in the Sons of the American Legion to pitch in at our local posts. We're based up in White Plains, New York, and under Pete DeMarco, and we're able to pitch in on as you said, the color guard there for the Memorial Day Parade and other post activities. Now, traveling around in your experience, we're talking with Danny Smith, the National Commander of the Sons of the American Legion, and some of the needs of veterans that you see that the American Legion is able to help with.
One of the things that I've really noticed that probably is the strongest thing that the American Legion does is they're that advocate, and they're fighting continually for the veterans at not only the national level, up in Congress, but also at the local level and state legislatures, seeing to and assuring that those veterans are provided those benefits that they were promised when they signed up. And that's probably the most difficult thing and the most challenging thing for our members is making sure that we care for those veterans through those that were promised through that GI Bill. And it's always a challenge, and that's one thing that our members, I wish they would get more involved with. And it's very simple. You can call in, email, send a U.S. mail letter to your representatives, let them know where we stand, and that it's important for us to continue to support those efforts that provide benefits to our veterans.
Absolutely.
Also, we have a lot of veterans that are suffering. And not necessarily mentally and physically, but just struggling with life in general. And the American Legion provides those much-needed assistance that can help our veterans. And I just, veterans, VA and R definitely is my passion. And I do everything I can to give back to those individuals that serve this country.
Well, we're so proud to be part of the Sons of the American Legion, of which you are now the national commander for the coming year. We just want to wish you the best and to have a great year representing us and all the things that you do and the American Legion does to serve America's veterans. Good to have you call in today, sir.
Thank you, Ken, and I hope I get to visit New York and see you folks again. You do awesome work there. I was very impressed with what you do locally and within your detachment. Just keep up the great work.
Now, we have a great team in New York State. Sir, great to see you, and we'll look forward to that visit.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, that is Danny Smith, the National Commander of the Sons of the American Legion, our organization of 350,000. And, Jack, great to hear him say hello today.